It is the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning. We've been previewing it, and now they're here, the organizers of the summer celebration, Mr. Mike Bradley and Gail Smith as well. Mike, we checked in with you last week. Good to see from you again. And Gail, haven't seen you. Well, I've seen you in your businesses around town all the time, but really it's been since last year, since we did this summer celebration, since we've had you.
We've been busy. We're trying to hit all the businesses this year. And I'll tell you what, the response this year has been, it's just been great, overwhelming. You know, we've really got a lot of good response out of all the Coffeyville businesses, and we're going to put on a show.
Yeah, there you go. Well, and I remember last year that was one thing that you really emphasized was the backing of the community, because it started out just kind of as some guys getting together with a hell of a firework display, you know what I mean? And now with the community backing, not only that, but the support, it's turned into what it has today.
Yeah, we start out in January. That's usually when I call my fireworks guys and get the fireworks going, and then from then on, we hit the businesses around town for either donations or, stuff that we can give away out at the show. And,
absolutely.
And it's just been overwhelming this year. It's just really, really coming together.
Well, either one can answer here. And I know we talked about it last year, and I know I kind of just hit on it a little bit there. But talk about where this started and how it's grown into to today, and really what we can expect to see over the weekend. Because, I mean, now there's car shows, there's obviously the big fireworks display, but how did it start? And then, man, oh, man, look at the growth to where it is now.
Yeah, well, it started about probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 years ago. I used to have this at my residence, at my house. And, we started out, we probably had maybe 50, 75 people, and it grew. Let's see, be 6 years ago was the last one I had down there. And we had about 1,000 people in our yard. Anyway.
Time to expand.
And the next year I had some knee surgery, so we didn't have one at all. And then the next year I thought, well, let's just go to the city and see if we can get the... And that's just how it kind of evolved into this. And then...
Absolutely. Well, let's kind of talk about what we can expect. It's a full day. Obviously, fireworks aren't happening until the sun goes down, but apparently we have a fireworks show before the fireworks show. I don't even know what the heck that means. We'll get in more into that. But let's talk about kind of from start to bottom, bottom to top here, really what that day is going to happen, because I know you guys are going to be at the park pretty much all morning. How does it get kicked off?
Yeah, it starts about 7 o'clock in the morning with our fun run, walk, and 5K run. Angie Stevens is putting that on, and so it'll be over at the Ron Stevenson's building. Everybody can come out and do that. It's free. There is cash prizes, drawings afterwards, after that. And then Farmers Market also starts at 7 o'clock in the morning. We've talked to them already. They bring farmers from everywhere, and we're really appreciative of the farmers market, because they'll stay out there all day long. I mean, it's not, I think they go plant again and grow more stuff and come back, but they're out there all day long.
They'll be right across from the city rec building this
year. Yeah. And then Kitty Car Show over at the Ron Stevenson's building also. We put it inside because it's air conditioned. We want the kids to be able to stay cool and everything, and that's a show in itself. And it starts at registration at 8 o'clock in the morning. Car show starts at 8 o'clock in the morning for registration and everything. And our vendors, they get in there and get set up by 9 o'clock. And so there's been a lot of vendors this year. I'm on the phone every day. I think we're up to like 45 merchandise vendors now this year. And I was going to say, okay, we've got enough. But I had another church food vendor call yesterday, and we don't say no to our churches.
Absolutely.
So now we've got 10 food vendors out there this year. And we've got everything from hot dogs to hamburgers to wings to...
Italian and Mexican.
Italian and Mexican. Soul food.
You're killing me, Mike. I skipped breakfast this morning. You're killing me. I'm getting hungry right now.
Yeah, and then plus them first year that we're going to have our pork, there's going to be a pork rind truck in there, nice. And he has so many flavors. Kettle corn's always big. I think we got 3 kettle corns in there this year. Shaved ice, root beer floats,
ice cream,
and
you name it.
Yeah, and don't think you have to buy anything. I mean, if you can't buy anything, we still want you out there. Come make a picnic lunch. Let us know. You know, we'll help out.
But absolutely.
Bring a picnic lunch. We've got, I was just telling Gail, it's the city of Coffeyville that's so great to us and helps us out and makes the park so nice. They sent me a picture this morning. They're out there washing picnic tables today for Coffeyville Summer Celebration. So I always want to give a shout out to the city. They get the park looking so nice for us.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, it sounds great, too, because you're right. Normally with Farmer's Market, as we kind of backtrack there, it's like first come, first serve. First people there in the first 30 minutes, you get the best, freshest stuff. Sounds like they're out there all day. Like you said, maybe they go back and plant some more, or maybe they just have some on stock, something like that.
Yeah.
So in terms of, you said basically everything's right there at 8 o'clock, registration, lots of that. But is there any kind of separation between the kiddie car show, between the regular car show? I know one's inside compared to out, but are they both right at 8 o'clock, or do you kind of go in between both?
Well, we have registration. We have 2 different registration spots. So
2 different areas.
Yeah, it doesn't overlap either one of them. We don't see anything until 2 o'clock when we turn the kids loose in their power wheels and send them down the main street. And if you, when I first started this, I didn't know it would be so great, but it is nothing. There's nothing short of the fireworks show that makes the day so great with seeing them kids get turned loose in power wheels.
Yeah. The kids come up through there and them power wheels, and they were dressed in Batman and every, you know, just all kinds of costumes, had their little cars, you know, fixed up, and the crowd just loved it. It was just really cool.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was asking, was the overlap there. It sounds more like the registration, right, specifically at 8 a.m. there in the morning time. But, yeah, I remember my Power Wheel. It was the classic old red Jeep. Nowadays, they've got trucks, they've got Escalades. I mean, they got everything.
Lamborghinis, and, yeah, you name it, they have it.
They'll bring it.
And then, try to get them lined up about after their cruise. We give them medallions, and we give them the kids a cash prize too.
Wow.
And then after that, we go to our regular car show, our presentation, the trophies and best of shows and all of that this year. Then it dies down about 4 o'clock. We start the poker run. Poker run goes throughout the city. It does cost $20 to get in it, but it's a winner takes all. And last year it was almost $1,000 that we handed out.
Ooh, wow.
For that. And it takes 40 minutes, and so it's really worth it. Then after the poker run gets over, we get ready for the music show.
Yeah, the music show this year, Backroads Band and the Retro Rockers, you know, they just put on an excellent, excellent showing last year. And so we invited them back, you know, I've talked to Benny and then Paul Murphy with Retro, and you know, they're excited to come back too. They're going to put us on a show. They'll probably start playing 5:30 to 6 o'clock, and probably, you know, they'll switch back and forth about every 30-40 minutes. Here, Backroads with country and the Retro Rockers with their early rock. Probably about 9:30, then Mike and I and all of us would probably get up there and kind of recognize all of our sponsors, and then probably 9:45 or so, we've got Haley Bagwell, and she is I think well-known singer here around this.
Fantastic performer, yeah.
And she's going to do our national anthem, and then, you know, I don't know. I really don't know how to explain this. I talked to Kirk Stevens, which is he's our pyro. I heard you the other day call me a freak for the fireworks.
You are, man. Hey, I'm calling it out.
But I tell you what, if you want to see a freak for fireworks, you come out there and I'll introduce you to these guys that put some. But, you know, we're doing a lot of stuff this year for the Coffeyville 150. You know, we got a We got a lot of stuff that we've came up with, the fireworks guys have came up with. And I really don't want to let the cat out of the bag yet, but there is going to be some stuff out there, Kirk said, that nobody's ever seen. He hasn't even shot any of it yet.
I'm telling you. I mean, the anticipation's killing it. So, yeah, I'll take you up on that. If I see you carting around or something like that, I'm going to have to go. I'm a pyro myself, but I don't imagine. I don't even match up to you guys.
He brings down about, you know, this year, he called me the other day, and he's such a good guy. Like I say, he's been doing this for me for about 15 years, and he called me the other day and said that he is going to put in about 10 grand worth of fireworks on top of what we bought. And that's what he said. He said it's going to be a fireworks show before a fireworks show is just how he put it. This is going to be pretty exciting. And then a lot of it, they're fixing up some of this stuff to go this 150. And I know what that is, but then he won't tell me what the surprise is. There's something's going to go with it that he won't tell me. So.
And when you got the pyro guys keeping secrets from the organizers, that's when you know something special is about to pop off from there. So a little bit about more the Foggy Bottom Boys. Do they, kind of create these things in-house? They've been doing it for enough years. I'm sure they have to buy the material from elsewhere, or do they take and buy the fireworks in whole from a wholesaler somewhere else?
Oh, they buy them. You know, Kirk buys them from... I think there's a couple of big, you know, the whatever class that big fireworks is. He buys them from a couple of different distributors. Gotcha. And the thing of it is when we buy early in the year, we get kind of pick of the litter. You know, it's he gets to go in and pick out a good show for us.
Absolutely. Well, and Mike and I were kind of talking about it last week as well, the changes in the way that they're fired off nowadays. I'm sure he's able to kind of almost illustrate a show a lot better now from a piece of technology instead of having to fire it off.
He is, you know, in the last, this will be the fourth year we've done this out here at the park, and now it's all wireless. You know, they've got igniters they put on them, and it's just, everything is fired by remote control off of a computer, and then they call it it's just a click box or something. But yeah, it saves them an awful lot of work running wires and this kind of thing, and then they can choreograph it right on the computer. They can fire whatever they want to fire when they want to fire.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, let's talk about this experience that you guys are giving away. It is, first of all, a great opportunity to get kind of a VIP viewing access of, because a lot of times when you're watching fireworks, you don't get to see them leave the mortar. You don't get to see them leave really the ground or really even feel that full experience. Though you guys are handing out as well the Junior Advisory Board going around town. The Chamber, I know, has got these raffle tickets. But Mike or Gail, kind of explain what you're doing with this VIP experience.
Well, the Junior Advisory Board came to Gail a few months ago, and they came up with the idea, said, hey, the Junior Advisory Board's with the Fair and Rodeo. Mm-hmm. They're the young ones out there. And they came to us, and they said, our VIP seating that we use for the Fair and Rodeo, is it possible that we could use it? And we looked at that location, we talked to Kurt, and Kurt says that spot would be just fine. And so they came up with this idea, give away a raffle ticket to a person and 24 of their closest friends to come out there and set. And plus they're going to give them appetizers and a drink. And the raffle ticket's $10, and it goes towards their scholarship for these kids. And we said, sure, you can do it. But what happened, it took my wife and my chair for the fireworks show. We finally found the best seating in the house next to Kurt. I better say that, or I'll get it something on Facebook saying, no, I have the best seating.
He makes sure of it.
Yeah. But anyway, the great thing about this, it's all covered. There's ceiling fans out there. There's seating already in there for it. And it's total blackness. It's like being the world's largest TV screen right in front of you.
That's incredible.
And it has a metal floor. Ooh. So when it booms, it starts rattling your toes and goes up to your ears. I mean, it is the best experience that you'll find out at the fair that day.
Absolutely.
Or out at the summer celebration that day.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the whole experience, the fireworks, I mean, like you say, you encourage it. It's free to come out, but man, this experience for $10 to take 24 of your closest friends, family, whoever, to experience it like that. I remember as a young kid, my dad, or my mom actually, had a friend that lived off a lake. We took a boat right underneath it. Very similar, you know, being right underneath them, close, you get to see them fire off. It's a cool experience. If you haven't tried it, it'd be worth throwing in $10 for it. I may try and find you, like you said, if you guys have got those best seats in the house, I certainly am going to try and dig around. But it is an experience that, you know, if you like going and spending the day with your family, I love the 4th of July myself. If you haven't done it yet, it's an experience that you don't want to miss out on. Plus, again, $10 for a raffle. They're at the chamber, and then the board goes around town, correct?
That's correct. And the nice thing about it is I think it's going to start at 6 o'clock. So you also have viewing to the music show.
Nice.
You just turn around and look the other way. You got the music show on the other side. And plus, you've got a gate right there that takes you straight out to the vendors. So you've got access to the park and everything. So that's really good. Also, I might put a shout out to the Coffeyville FFA, because that's a great group also. They're going to be out there. And Cow Patty Bingo.
Oh, wait. I can't wait to hear about this. Let's see.
Yeah, Cow Patty Bingo, only in Kansas, where you can take a bingo, giant bingo card, put a cow on top of it, and wait till it does its thing to get numbers. But we're going to have that out there this year also. And that goes towards the national convention for the FFA kids to go to. So that's another good cause to go out there.
Mike talked about having that Cow Patty Bingo right up in the midway amongst everything, and then we thought, we better have it down, down a little farther.
So. Push it a little bit more downwind, a little bit.
So they'll be out there. We've got so much great stuff that we haven't had out there before. It's really multiplied. I think we're going to have a record number of cars. I think we were, 240 last year?
I believe so.
240.
Going to break that 300?
We hope to get 300 cars out there.
Yeah, and so I know we can do it. I know we can get some of the top cars in the four-state area. Well, I say four-state. They came from Texas and Nebraska last year, too. So.
Texas got a good car scene, and I'm glad the word got out to them then, because that word's going to spread, and hopefully they can start coming up here a little bit more as well. So. Again, it's a lot. I mean, even in comparison from 365 days ago when we spoke about this, lots of growth. And I can really, really appreciate not only that, the support behind the community. Say somebody is just now tuning in, or maybe the last 15 minutes, lots of information. And you guys got a website, you got a Facebook. Where's the best place to find all this info?
You can go to our Facebook page, Coffeyville Summer Celebration. There's all sorts of information on it. Like us, and then it'll just automatically come to you. That's where we do most everything, the newspapers, and everything that should be starting to come out in that in the next week or so.
As we get closer to it, absolutely. Yeah. And of course, always appreciate the premise, you know, the weekend after the 4th of July, because not everybody has to get up. So,
you know, on Facebook, we're getting a lot of, I'd like to clear up a few things. You know, people are asking me, don't I know when the 4th of July is? You know, well, on the 4th of July, I've always had this, you know, the weekend after, and then it was according to how close the 4th was to that weekend. So that's why we're jumping one this week. Yeah, but the 4th of July, a lot of people like to spend it with their family and shoot their own fireworks and this kind of thing. So, you know, and like the 4th comes on a Thursday this year, you know, you come out and watch the fireworks, and then they got to go home and they get up early in the morning on a Saturday. For most people, you know, they can come out and enjoy the fireworks and go home and you know, the next day, Sunday. We had another comment on there. You know, why don't we have this on Big Hill? Why don't we have it up there at the stadium? Well, the reason being, the Walter Johnson Park out there to me was the best exposure. We literally talked to people last year. We talked to people from Montana that were just driving by and seen all the things going on, and just pulled in. You know, that's the reason that we have it out here at the park. It's, you know, it's more or less just the exposure. I was afraid that the way it was, you know, up on Big Hill, it might just be just a local event rather than, you know, broad.
You make a really good point because, I mean, what is it, 66 coming right through there or 69 coming right through? I mean, that's a lot of people traveling that may not have any relevance to even coming to Coffeyville and being up by the stadium. You might not even see those fireworks firing off from certain angles unless if you knew it was happening.
Well, and a good thing also, you know, when they had them up at the stadium up there, you know, you sit pretty far away from them. And this out here, there's nothing like the experience of pretty much sitting underneath them. Yeah. You know,
it's a very intimate feel, and last year I was fortunate because I got to work the remote, so I got a great parking spot, and I ended up just laying on the hood of my car right underneath them. It was fantastic. So, great area.
There was one more comment on there that a lady put on there, said, why don't we start the fireworks earlier? And we got to thinking, now, Kirk likes it dark, but her comment was, I've got to go to work the next morning. Well, I'm sorry, but, you know, fireworks don't look good when it's still daylight. So,
absolutely. It's like we need, especially with that VIP deck like you were describing, just pitch black. It really does add to the effect. You can kind of see a little bit more of what the fireworks actually trying to portray. Maybe there was a streak or like some other effects. I don't know. I'm not a fireworks. Don't create them by any means. I love firing them off. Love just seeing my money fly up and boom into the air. You know, it's basically what it is when I go to the tents. But again, I appreciate the just outpouring really of the community. And I've only lived in Kansas for 2 years, a year down here in the SEK. And really, the camaraderie and the backing of these community events is pretty inspiring. And I'm glad that you guys have continued to grow and continue to get the support that you do. So,
I own two businesses here in Coffeyville, and Mike's got his business, and Andy Duncan has got Blake's Automotive down there. And, you know, we're proud of, or I'm proud at least, of our community. And, you know, I'm doing well enough that this is some way I can give back to our community. And I know Mike and Andy are the same way. So.
Absolutely. Again, speaking with the organizers of the summer celebration, Gail Smith and Mike Bradley, obviously missing Mr. Andy Duncan today. He was with us last year, I believe, but we will see him out there on the 13th. Again, just real quick for listeners just now tuning in, we're talking about that summer celebration, but Mike, when, where, what time, when, and what's it all happening?
It'll be July 13th, starting at 7 in the morning. Our vendors, a lot of them come out on the 12th, get everything set up, because we don't charge any of our vendors to come out. So it's first come, first serve, where you get your spot, and we try to accommodate everybody. And then it's just a full day on the 13th of everything.
Yeah, just a little bit of everything there. Again,
we didn't even mention the water slides today, and we've got three water slides coming in. Two of them are new ones, and there's some older kids' water slides. We got one small one that we don't let anyone under the age of 6 in. It's just for the little ones, for the parents can feel safe with them in there. And that's all covered, and it's like a little rain house. It has little slipper slides and everything in there. It's pretty great. My son Jason, he says he gets babysat all day long because the kids are all at the water slides all day.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it sounds like endless activities of things to do. So
we'd like to just stress too that all the events that we have out there, you know, as far as we are concerned, everything's free. The car show, there's free registration. We've got cash prizes to give to best of show and you know, class winners.
Well, you say for best of show cash prizes, we've got giveaways. We'll probably be giving 4 things away an hour all day long.
Jeez.
Just giving it away.
But just, you know, we want to make sure everybody knows they can come out there. It doesn't cost anything to get in or park. Come out there and have a fun day for free, unless they want to. The only thing they'll have to do is you know, the vendors charge for what they're doing. So.
Yeah. I'd say if you're in the SEK, Coffeyville specifically, and you've got nothing to do, really no excuse not to be at least some point of the day, whether it's lunchtime, whether it's right in the morning for the fun run, fireworks, some point in the day, come on down to the Coffeyville Summer Celebration. Again, that is July 13th. Gentlemen, thanks so much. Again, organizers Gail Smith and Mike Bradley. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you guys later on.
Well, thank you.
It's Mighty 690 KGGF.